Current State on 90.5 WKAR. This is usually the time of year where recent college graduates are beginning to settle into their first job after graduation. For many, if they're lucky, the job is a stepping stone or an entry into a lifelong career. But more recent graduates are now taking a gap year after they graduate college and are getting involved with international volunteer opportunities, a practice also referred to as voluntourism. To learn more about why so many college graduates are seeking international volunteer options instead of going straight into the workforce, Current State's host Mark Bashore spoke with Professor Dale Elsoff, who's the director of Spartans Without Borders. That's an MSU organization that offers international volunteering for alumni. Also joining that conversation was Ashley Burgess, an MSU graduate who joined the Peace Corps after she graduated. And Mark first asked Elsoff to describe what the term voluntourism means.
Voluntourism is gaining in popularity. It is building off of the recognition that more and more people want to go places and have a different experience than they might get by going to Disney World or visiting the Eiffel Tower. So it's tapping into their desire to engage in communities, to do something good.
And this is typically after college graduation?
Oh my goodness, I think it can be any time. Young alumni who maybe aren't quite set in their responsibilities as far as mortgages and families enjoy doing things like that, just as equally empty nesters who finally can do some things based on their schedule and desires rather than making everybody in the family happy, and active retirees who have tons and tons of knowledge and experience and aren't ready to sit down and call it done yet.
Ashley, why did you personally want to get involved with the Peace Corps right after college?
The Peace Corps has a program called Masters International, where they pair master's student programs with Peace Corps service. So the ideal outcome is that you do a year of master's work, 2 years of Peace Corps, and then you come back and finish your master's degree. I'm currently finishing mine at Michigan State. And I knew that it was going to be the next move professionally for me because I wanted to get on-the-ground experience in a developing country doing development work, but also have an education to go with it.
Did the state of the U.S. economy have an impact on your decision?
Definitely. I graduated in 2008, which everyone remembers as sort of the beginning of the Great Recession. My job opportunities weren't looking super great. I ended up volunteering, well, I was getting paid. In France for a year, I was teaching English after I graduated. I was also a French major. So, and then that sort of sparked an interest in me really getting out there and finding international work. But the job market was horrible when I graduated from undergrad. And so I knew that I had to take next steps, and they had to be long range next steps to make sure that I would have the job I wanted in 5 or 6 years.
Tell us about your service project and where you served.
I served in Senegal, which is a small country in West Africa. It's about the size of South Dakota. I was an agroforestry volunteer, which is mixing agricultural technologies with forestry technologies. So I worked mostly with orchard management and integrated crop management into those orchards.
What did your parents have to say about your desire to go work in Senegal?
They were pretty supportive. They were scared that I was going to be hurt or that my health was going to be an issue, but I assured them that the Peace Corps had everything taken care of and I was lucky to be right. They were excited for me to go. They knew I would have a great time and learn a lot of things.
Our guests are Ashley Burgess, a Michigan State University alum who chose to join the Peace Corps after graduating back in 2008. Dale Elsoff is also with us. Dale is director of Spartans Without Borders, and we're talking about why more and more college graduates are volunteering abroad after college instead of staying in the U.S. and starting on their professional careers right away. Dale, what do volunteer programs have to offer postgraduates that going right into the workforce wouldn't offer?
I think that employers now are realizing that millennials do put a very high value on volunteering and being philanthropic. And more you'll see that that's part of their corporate offerings. So they might offer time to take off and volunteer, or they might offer outreach that their corporation does. One value of volunteering before jumping right into a career is that I feel like, especially the millennial generation, who has been through some really big stuff since they've grown up. I mean, 9/11, the recession, they've come to maybe question the values that Americans are sometimes stereotyped as having. And so when you're going through college, you're largely checking off, I've got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And it's very rare that somebody says, well, what do you value? Who are you? And by volunteering, you get to explore that a little bit. You get to hone the skills that you've learned in the classroom and actually put them to work in a real-world situation. And I think you're able to do a lot more problem-solving and relating with different individuals, particularly if you're going abroad, people of different cultures that have very different perspectives and values.
Ashley, what was the personal growth you gained from your Peace Corps experience?
I would have to agree with Dale. It was a lot of self-reflection that I lived in a hut for 2 years with no electricity or running water. So I spent a lot of time thinking about my place in Senegal, what I was doing, and my place in the global development scheme, and really reflecting on the courses that I had taken at Michigan State. So it was really useful to see how you might study something in a class and it might work out great, but in reality, there are so many flaws with the program or the problem or so many different approaches that you could take to studying the problem, and seeing how it played out on the ground was really important. And I think it gave me a leg up in understanding development problems and programs that maybe other people didn't have if they had just stayed in the classroom. I would have never, ever gone to work straight for a development organization without having done Peace Corps, because there's no comparison to what you read in the classroom and what you see on the ground.
What impact do you feel you had in the community in Senegal where you were?
So it's hard to say if there's a legacy right away. Sometimes you don't really feel that you're making that big of a difference, or that what you're doing is useful to the people of Senegal or, you know, wherever you're volunteering. But I think ultimately there is a legacy there. Peace Corps volunteers and volunteers in general sort of act as a connecting agent for a community. So I might not have had an impact directly on individuals' incomes or livelihoods necessarily, but I did spend a lot of time connecting them with opportunities for funding and links to organizations or different projects that were happening around Senegal, because I was sort of their eyes and ears on the ground. They were working in their fields, and I got to connect with different people from different organizations and bring them to the village and help connect for project funding or different kinds of initiatives they were working on that they said that they wanted.
We're talking with Ashley Burgess, a 2008 Michigan State University alum who served in the Peace Corps in Senegal, and Dale Elshoff, director of Spartans Without Borders. We're talking about volunteerism. Dale, does the length of time that a volunteer serves make a big difference if somebody is the other side of the world for 2 weeks as opposed to 2 years like Ashley?
Well, again, I think it depends on how it's structured. To think that you're going to go in 2 weeks or a week and make a major impact, you might have experience in a major transformation, but the impact that you make could be very limited. However, if the organization is putting together several of those short-term experiences based on a long-term relationship, and they add consistency and a long-range plan, then the individuals may change, but if they're staying on track with the plan and working with the community, I think it can be a very different situation.
Ashley, do you think that your Peace Corps experience will help you get a job that you want in the future?
Absolutely. So I want to study international development. That's what I studied in undergrad. That's what I'm studying as a graduate student, and that's also what I'm interested in as a career. And most development organizations want at least 2 years of experience in the field before you're able to get a job. Peace Corps was totally essential in being able to get a job. I have no doubt that I'll be able to get a much, much better job now because of Peace Corps.
In other sectors, Dale, sectors outside of international development that Ashley is getting into, does the volunteer experience help?
Well, I'm going to remove volunteerism and call it volunteerism then. Just the act of volunteering doesn't necessarily make you more marketable for a job. But if you can say, here's what I learned, here's what I gained from that experience, that speaks to employers, especially outside of community development, more clearly than just saying, oh, yeah, I did that.
Ashley, when you talk with friends who haven't had an experience volunteering as you did with the Peace Corps, what are those conversations like?
Oh, they're interesting. It's really hard to relate to someone that hasn't lived outside of the United States or maybe has only traveled to Europe or other developing countries, what it's really like on the ground to live in a place, like I said, I had no electricity, no running water. I was in a hut. It was very hot. Travel was always problematic. I had to walk about 8 kilometers to get out of my village on sandy roads to get anything like a cold Coke or a glass of cold water with ice. And so I find myself often rejoicing in the small things because I have them, like electricity and things that we take for granted in the United States. My friends think I'm sort of weird because I spend a lot of time saying, I took a hot shower this morning. Wasn't it? It was so great. Let me tell you about it. And they think, okay, you're crazy. But I'm really not. I just have a different experience of the world.
I think if I can butt in, Ashley makes a really, really good point. And back to volunteering, we know that volunteering relates very closely to well-being and that mm-hmm. people learn to appreciate what they have. They redefine happiness. They are involved in a social network, not a online social network, but real life people who they can call and say, oh my gosh, here it is. And those are all things that do affect our well-being. So when you say, what do people get out of it? Often people get into volunteering to help others, but then they stick because they realize the huge benefit to themselves.
Why do you think more of your peers are choosing to volunteer, Ashley?
That's a good question. Gail mentioned that, you know, not having a lot of responsibilities after college is one of the major components. I don't know. I think people will get more interesting jobs. And I hear all this characteristic about the millennial generation that we're interested in finding our passions and following them. And I think that volunteering is a good way to explore that and figure out sort of who you are and where you want to fit in the world. And so it's a good opportunity, sort of no strings attached, to let you explore the world, think about what you're doing. If you're working with a great organization, think about all these problems that are developing as the global society evolves, you know, climate change and all of these interconnected problems that we're facing, and then sort of come back and have a perspective to apply to the real world. I think ultimately there's that motivation to really want to, like Gail said, be part of something and be part of a global society and understand why we have all the problems that we have and how to solve them one day.
We've been talking with Dale Elshoff, director of Spartans Without Borders, and Ashley Burgess, a Michigan State alum who chose to join the Peace Corps after graduating in 2008, and about why more and more college graduates are volunteering abroad after college instead of staying in the U.S. and starting their careers right away. Dale and Ashley, many thanks and good luck to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. It was great to talk with you.